Nice to have Hannah Ali with us. She is the daughter of Muhammad Ali, of course, the man Sports Illustrated called the greatest athlete of the 20th century. And over the course of Muhammad Ali's life and great career, he had many memorable quotes like, "I am the greatest. I ain't got no quarrel with them Viet Cong. Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee, and your hands can't hit what your eyes can't see." And she has written a wonderful book called Ali on Ali, Why He Said What He Said When He Said It. And you've written other books, I know, Hannah, about your father and with him as well. So what was the motivation for writing this book?
You know what? To be honest with you, while I was doing my memoir, I actually got a phone call from my sister, Layla, who was contacted by Workman Publishing and Danny Perry, the with writer for this project. And she didn't have time to do it. She was working on her cookbook. So she asked me if I was interested. And, of course, I love writing about working with my father. So I jumped right on it and talked to Danny Perry. And he had a great idea. So we just sort of collaborated. And he did the research and found where my father first made public statements on the quotes in the book. Then I gave the reason behind why he made the statements, and we just picked out a bunch of great quotes together. So
Hannah,
really how it came about, yeah.
Yeah, was it hard for you to pick out the number of quotes that you got in this book? I mean, he said so much during his life and career.
Well, no, you know, I mean, like you said, my father was he never had a shortage for words and expressing himself, and he always did it colorfully, and a lot of people loved all the different sayings, the humorous ones, inspirational, and what have you. So we just sort of got together and picked out what we thought were the greatest quotes and the funniest, and put the book together. So it wasn't hard at all. It actually went rather smoothly, rather quickly. And I know Danny did a lot of work having the research where he first made the actual statements. But for me, it was a very smooth, fun, and liberating process, and just, you know, a lot of laughs, especially being my father passing not too long before and working on a memoir. It was very emotional. It was a nice and just nice release to just do something that would make people smile and bring back all the fun, you know, happy moments and inspirational things he said throughout his life.
When you reflect back on his life, the influences in his life, what he went through both professionally as an athlete and as a person as well, how did he come up with all of this? Because it was all very insightful, and it made so much sense, I'm sure, from his standpoint. But as we look at it over the long course of many years that people have known about Muhammad Ali, you think about what he has to say, it does make sense.
You know, it's funny. My father actually, a lot of people don't know this, but he did do a lot of studying and research before he would go on shows, and he would read a lot. He liked to have an arsenal, like a pocket full of witty comments, comebacks, and quotes to say. Some things came from the top of his mind in the spur of the moment. He was very quick-witted. And others, he sort of practiced or had set aside that he would tell in advance and sometimes retell over the years. So I think it's a little collection of all of that. You know, he knew he was always in front of the camera. He knew that he was always saying how funny and tricky and, you know, the press could be, and you never know when, you know, when you're going to be asked important questions and questions that, you know, are going to outlive you, you know, with his statements and the press and the news, like even now. So he did a lot of studying and research and loved reading quote books and putting his witty comebacks and, you know, poems together before he even had to go out into the world. And a lot of occasions. And other times it would just be from the spur of, you know, the moment and just off the top of his head. So it's just part of who my father was. You know, he was very, very, very quick-witted and funny and humorous, as you know. And never had a shortage for words or something to say or give his opinion.
What did you find was the essences of his humor? Because I'm just wondering where it all came from.
You know, I honestly cannot tell you that, because my grandmother, my father, Mama Bird, he called her, because she had a little bird nose. Mama Bird was very sweet and shy and loving and quiet, and his father was boisterous and outgoing and outspoken and brash. And I wouldn't call either of them funny, you know, not intentionally. My father just had a natural humor about him. I think he came to the earth that way. You know, he came to the earth with this amazing confidence within himself, and which was exceptional, especially in the time that he grew up in, you know. So, and he also was just always very, very, very philosophical, always thinking deep thoughts. He felt that he was here to do great things in life, and thought he had a special purpose, and would sit outside as a little boy and look up at the stars and wait for God or an angel to tell him his mission in life. He told that story a few times over the years, which was true. And I think that a lot of his humor came probably just, it just came innate with him. I don't know honestly where it came from. It's just part of who he was. He was naturally a natural comedian, just very funny. Even the way we would look at him later in life, I mean, you know, he'd be inside of his, you know, we always say he seemed trapped inside of his body because, you know, he had the Parkinson's, but his eyes were so bright and alive, and there'd be moments where they would just dart across the room. And it was like he was just inside of there, you know. So it just very comical, just naturally. Just, you know, he was just a funny person. We were always laughing. He was always cracking jokes. And I guess he came to the earth that way.
Yeah, Hannah, one of the other things that I was amazed about as I looked through this book and recollected all the sayings that he had is that none of them was said in anger. And why I say that is because he grew up in a time that was not very tolerant in this country as far as race mm-hmm. relations, but he never had something inside him that made him angry. So when he said something, it wasn't to hurt somebody else. And that really amazes me. It says something about his character.
I agree with you. I think that looking at a person and how they handle their faults and how they respond under pressure and fear and anger tells you a lot about their character. And one of the most endearing aspects about, I mean, there's so many, but one of the most endearing aspects of my father's character to me was his ability to go through this world, see the worst in others, and somehow retain the best in himself. And you can watch all the footage ever done on him, and you're never going to find him actually, unless he's promoting a fight and being funny. You're never going to find a clip where he's saying anything negative about a person. He always believed, or out of, like you said, anger. He always believed that being so famous and impressionable that he could influence people. And he just didn't express his opinions about people in a negative way. He never talked bad about people. He never thought, why me? He was never angry, you know, even with the fact that he lost the 3.5 years of his prime fighting years when he didn't go to the Vietnam War and was unjustly stripped of his title before the Supreme Court overturned that. I mean, he never in his life has ever wished he could go back and do things differently. He just looked at the blessings. He thought it was part of his journey here, and he always looked forward. So it was an amazing quality that he had, and it was admirable, really.
I love this quote from him. He said, I studied life, I studied people, and I'm educated on this, but when it comes to reading and writing, I'm not. I may be illiterate to that point, but when it comes to common sense, when it comes to feelings, when it comes to love, compassion for people, then I'm rich.
Yes. He was not my father. It's funny because my father, you know, he had a tough time in school. He was dyslexic, as am I. And he had, you know, he's a terrible speller. And he taught himself to read, reading the Quran, his religious holy book, and just studying stuff, rereading things over and over again. And most people would shy away from that, but my father was not embarrassed by it. He said it to the world, and he didn't let it make him feel like he was any less than anyone else. You take the good with the bad, and that's another quality that he had that was beautiful. You know, no one could really make him feel bad about himself or down about himself because he wasn't perfect. And he wanted other little kids and other people in the world to know that just because you have certain difficulties in life, certain challenges, doesn't mean you can't excel to the highest level in life. You just have to believe in yourself, work hard, take the good with the bad, and just keep going forward. So it's another message that he would send. He taught so many lessons without even realizing he was doing it, just living by an example. I think it's one of the reasons people love and admire him so much. There's like so few, if any, heroes in the world. And I mean, his only fault, and not to say no one's perfect, but publicly was that he wasn't a faithful man. You know, a lot of men aren't. So, but even that, he handled amazingly. I mean, all my siblings were brought together in the summers, out of wedlock, children he had out of wedlock, children he had that he was married to. All of us are friends to this day. We group text all the time, all 9 of us, because he brought us together. So he handled, you know, his faults in a certain way that are admirable. He handled life in that way. And, you know, any shortcomings he had, he just was very open, like an open book. He didn't hide anything. You know, there's no mysteries to discover. I mean, people are always looking in the press for something to tell a new story, find something. But he lived his life as an open book. And I think it's one of the reasons people love him so much. He loved people. He loved being Muhammad Ali. He loved living life. He loved being so accessible where you can just reach out and touch him. And that was just who he was as a human being. And it's so rare. And it's missed very, very much so.
Hannah, one of the stops in my career in broadcasting was at ABC Sports, and I worked for Howard Cosell. And the relationship that Muhammad had with Howard, it was really something special. I've got a couple of quotes here that's in the book. If I had a lower IQ, I could enjoy your interview. And then he also said, Howard, every time you open your mouth, you should be arrested for air pollution. And he also said, I have been interviewed by many people, but I enjoyed interviews with Howard the best. What was it about those two?
I think that, you know, just like with any recipe, you have to have the right ingredients. And my father had such a humorous, playful, loving personality. And people like Howard Cosell, who was quite opposite to him, very soft-spoken, spoke very slowly and deliberately, thought about his words. I think they just made a great match together. And Howard did not take anything personal. He knew my father's humor. And, I think that's really what made it work so well. So the contrast in their personality and the fact that he could take the humor and he didn't take it personally, and it was fun, loving, and playful. So, you know, they were a great team. They were really something.
They really, really were. And here's another quote that I think is spot on. He said once, "Who made me is me."
Right. My father, you know, he knew. He used to say, and I don't know if I don't think this one made it in the book, but he used to always say that, you know, he sold his own legend, wrote his own line, directed his own plays. So he knows. You know, my father was, you know, never had a problem tooting his own horn and saying things they thought straight up like it was. And he knew that he made himself. He was smart. He was wise. Nobody invented him, gave him advice on how he should act, what he should do. It all came from within. And he followed his own advice. You know, there's people around him, and he knew what to do, what not to do. And, you know, he was always watching the world. And, you know, even with Gorgeous George, the person who the famous wrestler who started him in bragging, "I'm the greatest," after he saw Gorgeous George doing it and selling tickets. That's why he says he made himself, because all the things about him that he knows the world admires, he did on his own. The stands he took, the funny and witty humorous stuff, you know, the skill that he was blessed with that came from God, and, you know, his genes, all of it. So he knows no one went out and discovered him, per se, or gave him the recipe, gave him the words. It all came from within. So
the other thing, too, about him, Hannah, is he liked himself. He was very comfortable within his own skin. And I think this quote in the book probably sums it up best. He said, "I'll tell you how I'd like to be remembered as a black man who won the heavyweight title and who was humorous and who treated everyone right, as a man who never looked down on those who looked up to him and who helped as many people as he possibly could, financially and also in their fight for freedom, justice, and equality." Boy, that's powerful.
Yes, and it's one of his favorite sayings. My father loved all people, but he really, really wanted to help uplift blacks in America. And he wanted them to love themselves, to feel good about who they were, to be able to look up to someone that made them feel proud, that showed them that they were just as great. And, you know, whenever asked about his legacy, how he wanted to be remembered, it's one of the two things he always said. So I think that he's accomplished that, and he knew it. And it's just, it's very inspirational. It's very beautiful. He was such an amazing spirit and human being that, I mean, everyone loves someone and admires someone, but I think my father was just so extraordinary, just out of this world. I was always telling him that he was the eighth wonder of the world because he was so amazing on so many levels. You know, like, you're the eighth wonder of this world, Daddy.
Yeah, so we've got about 45 seconds left, and I want to share just one more quote and get a quick response from you. "God tests me every day that I wake up with my disease, and I pass the test every time."
My father never lived in the shadow of Parkinson's. He didn't even think about it every day, and I'm not kidding you when I say that. One of my favorite stories to tell that really sum up my father for people, and it might be hard for them to understand this, but like I said, he didn't look back. He didn't feel sorry for himself. He loved being Muhammad Ali. He enjoyed life. She woke up one day and she told, you know, my father, this was a few years before he passed, that somebody that worked in the Muhammad Ali Center had just found out he had Parkinson's and he wasn't taking it so well. And she said, you know, this is my stepmother, Lonnie. She said, you know, Muhammad, how do you handle it? How do you deal with it? And he said, you know, I don't know. I don't really think about it much. I just get up and I live every day. And he looked at her and he said, do people know I have it? She said, yeah, they know you have it, Muhammad. He said, oh, I don't think about it. And, you know, he went into the kitchen. What's for breakfast? So that's just who my father was.
Hannah, I want to thank you. This is an outstanding book. We're going to make it a selection of the month on the Sports Byline Book Corner. It's called Ali on Ali, Why He Said What He Said When He Said It. You are welcome here anytime. And I know you have a memoir that's coming out.
Thank you.
And I want you to come back and sit with me, and we'll talk about your dad, about your life, about your family.
That's wonderful. I will definitely do that. I will see you soon.
Anna Ali with us, the daughter of Muhammad Ali. We continue on America's Sports Talk Show.